Hey you, welcome back to Uncensored. I'm Marian, your host from Yachts Mermaids, and today we have back in the chair, powerhouse Margarita Aman. Welcome Margarita again to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me back.
I'm very happy and excited to have you back. So Margarita, for those who don't know, she has been with us in previous episodes and she has been a very, she has explicitly talked about equality and a lot of topics like harassment and assault on board and all this. So if you haven't watched those episodes, I definitely recommend and invite you to do so. There's a lot of information and content for you there. So now she's also the managing director of IMS Crystal and the Crystal app. And she is a woman that is, what do you call it, demanding a share next to the big boys. So what does that mean, Margarita? You demanding a share next to the big boys. And who are these big boys anyway?
Well, it's fairly simple because I think throughout the uproar that we've all witnessed in social media and amongst our own social bubbles, we will realize that it's always the same players. And in our industry in specific, it's the powerful white male. So it reaches from Lewison to Burgess to Wyco and FedShip. And if you look at the board members or the C, the executive level personnel there, it's all mainly white male. You might find a white female, but they're almost as rare as unicorns. And I think it became very evident that it's necessary that they really start looking into inviting women to the table and also different ethnicities to the table.
So how does that look for you? Like, I mean, you mentioned a few builders, right? And
yes,
management companies in a sense as well, and brokers and all that. So what does having a share next to these people actually mean, and what does it look like? Like, how are you how can you achieve this?
It would mean for them that they gain the respect of the industry back and authenticity, because at the moment, not just in my social bubble but also in others that I tap in and ask questions, people not just frown upon but also ridicule efforts like the water revolution or other movements like motion of the ocean, which is looks like a mere distraction of the actual burning topic, which is the sexism and racism in the industry. Now, for people to start believing in companies and really putting their full weight and passion behind it and their own resources, as in their intelligence, their time, their skills, they need to actually abide by their own rules and by their own diversity pledges. So to me at the moment, it's all empty words. I love, for example, what She of the Sea is doing, how she's signing people on as ambassadors and promote the diversity and inclusion, which for sure with She of the Sea and other operations will also mean to put that into action.
So what does it look for you physically to be next to these people, right? Because when you're demanding a share, what does that really mean in a physical form, right? Not just a spoke form about what you just told us about, you know, telling these big companies it's time for you to walk the talk. But what is it for you? What does it actually look like you having a share next to them? Does it mean you working for that company and having a place in one of those companies? Or what is it that, what's the intention behind you wanting a chair next to them?
Well, it's in two ways. So it needs to be inwards and outwards, meaning that maybe not for me, but there's other officers or experts when it comes to diversity and inclusion. So they need to hire them as consultants on a consultancy basis or freelance basis, to look inwards and see where they do not actually live diversity and inclusion, which means where they only allow or have bias or preferences that allow white males to progress and don't give women the same opportunity, or people with different ethnicity that leg up, that extra push to come to that stage of, you know, being equally competitive. So they need to hire consultants so they can adjust their policies and their actions, and they need to hire other consultants when they comes to, let's say, the build stage or operational support. At the moment, they're all doing this pretty much in-house. And once again, we just finished a new build, and it was only white men I worked with, which most of them were really great to work with. And they were baffled, and I was equally surprised by their surprise that they didn't know these solutions. So inwards, they need to look at consultants to help them really execute and exercise diversity and inclusion. And outwards, they need to hire other suppliers, not the main players anymore, not their own, but outsiders, so-called outsiders, like I or other women I know, who come in with a professional mindset and the actual expertise to help make a build from the beginning onwards to hand over to crew a smooth operation. Because you've seen it probably at refits and retrofits, how the chief too is changing things over. It's not because she wants to have things her way. It's because she wants things to be in an operational flow. And they mess that up at the build stage because they have the audacity to think just because they can drink a cappuccino, therefore they know how to make one or where the beans come from, in a simple example.
Yeah, I agree with you. So I'm still trying to understand a little bit of where you're coming from as an individual. Obviously, you're speaking you're being the voice of the many, right? That are sitting in your own, standing on your own shoes and saying like, yeah, why am I not being given the opportunity, right? To rise to the occasion, to make the industry a better place. So, and I thank you for that, right, for being that voice. But I really want to understand, because at some point I remember talking to you about some conferences, going on boat shows or different yachting events. So is that still something that you are, because I remember that one of those shares that you were demanding was to actually have a physical appearance and share next to these people, potentially discussing solutions, I'm assuming. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, for example, at the yachting marketing forum in London, I was once again annoyed and vocal about the fact that there was, and then I took the microphone, Martin Redman was risky enough to give it to me. So I asked the gentleman on the stage, why am I looking at white men again? And nothing against men. I have nothing against them. I have nothing against white or Northern European. But it is a fact that they dominate the market and that they hold it tight and only let their own kind in. And I had a few conversations with others from yacht yard owners to other white male management owners, who are surprised by my perspective because they weren't aware of it. I do believe that genuinely some are not aware, and I do believe that some actively push others out. So at that marketing conference, for example, I asked why I'm only looking at white men here on stage talking about interior and how to sell it to clients when they should be actually crew or senior crew or former crew sitting there knowing what service is about. And I asked that one gentleman who I think is the marketing manager or an interior coordinator for Burgess. I asked him about his experience, if he ever worked on a yacht. His answer was no. I said, have you worked in hotels then? He said, yes. I said, have you worked in housekeeping to know quality, to know operations, to know what a madame, for example, demands and expects? He said, no. I said, have you worked in F&B in the food and beverage department? He once again said, no. I said, where have you worked then? And he said, reception. So maybe not very nice of me, but I said, so you operated the telephone? And he said, yes. I said, and for how long did you do it? And let his experience be 2 years or 3 years. And I said, that merely covers the basic vocational training in Germany. So you can throw a stone in London, you will hit 10 people more qualified for the position you are holding. So why are you holding this position? And the only answer I got was, that's a very good question. So yeah, well, do something about it, be better. So they need to actually look beyond what they know and take that up with themselves as well.
So my question to you now is, how do you see having diversity, right? Because it's not just women, but you talk a lot about people of different colors and cultures and ethnicities, right? What do you believe is, what does Yarin would potentially look like if we start inviting more diversity onto different aspects of the yachting industry? Because the fact of the matter is that a lot of people see a yacht and, you know, they look at the crew. Why is there not diversity inside, you know, right on the boat? But I love the fact that you're bringing it even to where it all starts, the build, you know? So how does this look like in a potential future where there's more diversity from where we have been for like ever since the super yacht industry really started? Because nothing really has changed.
Exactly.
Or I must say, things have changed, nothing has transformed, right? Because when something transforms, it means something dies in order to rebirth into something new. When something changes, it's just that, just a change, like a little gloss on top of something that needed to spark, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is kind of where we are at in the industry, where there has not been a true change in the foundation that this industry has been built upon. So
lipstick on a pig, yeah.
I'm sorry?
The lipstick on the pig.
Yeah, exactly. So what does it look like for you? Can you kind of take us on a daydream of what the industry would potentially look like if we have more diversity in all sorts of roles within the industry?
Well, if we're talking utopia, going back to Greek philosophers and the Stoic mindset, which started off by saying everyone is equal and everyone has equal rights, it would mean that there is no difference between genders and ethnicities. Everyone has the possibility to do any job, if it's engineering or navigation or in the interior or in the galley. It means more understanding. And to me, that kind of equality, it would mean a revival of grace and empathy. So all the bickering, all the fighting, all the lawsuits, all of the stealing, conniving, lying would be gone in my eyes. If you have no overpowering breed or nationality, you have a balanced meal. That's what I envision. I've seen boats where you really have not just one nationality, you have a real mix and no majority, and people are much more relaxed. They have much more empathy for each other, and they learn better without being biased or held back from the prejudices that they've learned, and they perpetuate it. They take it to their own circles and social bubbles when they go back home. That's why the whole uproar that is happening worldwide has a ongoing effect, which was one of the reasons why I started speaking up before. As I said, I put my head down, did my work, and didn't say much about it, laughed comments off, or ducked out.
So,
and that's the other thing. I'm not sure if I replied to that properly. When having an actual seat, it also means that all those marketing shows, all those trade shows, all the magazines out there. I've just recently had a conversation with a yachting magazine, and they were emphasizing several women in the industry. I said, that's really cool. How about making that a monthly thing until it becomes reality and a normality? Until then, we need to hammer that point, unfortunately. And I said, it's nice to see all these women. It's just unfortunate that there is not one brown woman amongst them. And they said, oh, we didn't really see it this way. I know that you don't see it. But in fact, it is a sort of microaggression to exclude them. Or like yachting ventures, who was trying so hard to find a brown person, or a BAME, as they are abbreviated. Don't ask me what it means, something black, Asian, minority, what have you, which is a nice acronym to just cover all of them, you know. But then again, they gave away seats for some more white chicks. So I love the women that are in that program. I do wish, though, that maybe one of the guys would step aside and give a seat to another woman or to two brown and black ones.
So,
and if they don't give their seat, I'm sure they can bring a folding chair for some of the other women who could join.
So what can other people do to start supporting this journey that you're in, right? Like, well, what do you need from the community in order to make this a reality?
Maybe it would be good for them to not dismiss it. I'm not sure how many people, I'm not sure how people react to this. I think some are very dismissive of it or negate it. I think maybe some are enlightened and enlightened by it. It's always good to educate yourself a little bit. The internet is great for that. There's a lot of documentation out there. There is statistics out there from McKinsey. There is a book called out, it's about how to progress as a black woman or as a brown woman and to get a seat at the table. I think it's called A Memo. I can look it up and send you the link if you want to put it in after. Educate yourself to bring the awareness, bring it to you, bring it to your circle. If you have the strength and the confidence, force acknowledgement, because so far I keep tagging and emailing, as I said, Wyco, Edmiston, Imperial, Lewson, Arbor King, I tag them all, FedShip, and yet they fail to respond, and their silence is just making them more and more complicit, and Burgess, of course, as well. What they did start is some of them started following me privately, and I know that it's their personal profile. So, yeah, at some point after the awareness and acknowledgement, there needs to come the action step. So for crew and supporters out there, if they have the confidence, like the posts, comment on it, call others out on it, have a discussion amongst your peers, amongst your crew members, maybe make it, as things are changing, you might as well make it an awareness training, like you do a fire drill, to discuss things where you had negative experience and how to respond to it better. I think it's in the line of sustainability, as they like to hammer the sustainability in the sense of environmental sustainability. I would like to throw in the sustainability of people, which means the social connections and the conduct, which includes the need for equality and the end of sexism and racism, really.
And what's your advice for those who are in the minority, right? That are not the white male, and are part of the industry and are finding themselves struggling to get a break into the industry or getting more business, you know, depending on their where they're trying to be involved in the industry, whether it's from like the building process or actually becoming a crew member. What is your advice for them to make it happen?
I would say find allies, find people, reach out, ask for help, people you build trust with. I was positively surprised to when I first the time had to chat with Ria from International Yacht Radio, then to connect with you, to connect with Jenny Matthews, to connect with Karine Raisin from the crew coach, I was baffled. Now I'm speaking with the yacht purser, and there is a strong community of women, but there's also a growing community of white men who are supporting the causes, which is amazing. And they, I had a few discussions with them as well, because in their mindset, and it's not to their fault, it's just because that's, I think that's given to them, that if they want to show solidarity or support for the, let's say, Black Lives Matter cause, or for equality causes, they tend to dive into poverty porn. And I'm not a fan of poverty porn. Poverty porn is when you go to the blue collar section and say, okay, let's help the poor and the homeless and the poor, basically. And I think that's not where you should go if you really want to make a change. You should look at your white collar people. So that means at your executive levels, at your senior levels, to make the change there. And there is a few out there which I know and I work with, some of them back channel with some major companies to bring more change. I'm a bit on a radical step in comparison to others. I'm sure I will calm down at some point too, just not at the moment. And if I can help any stewardess or anyone who wants to progress, I have always opened all my resources and I will continue to do so. And again, the crew coach, for example, has on her website page the steps you can take and some 3-point advice from several people how to move beyond the industry or shoreside.
Okay. But my question was, maybe I need to rephrase the question.
Sorry, yeah.
No, it's fine. It was a good answer. It's just maybe I didn't phrase it properly. So if I am a Black woman trying to be part of the industry, I don't know, like, let's talk about being part of the build, right, of a yacht, and I have a company that, I don't know, does something amazing that they can really be useful for them and the benefit of running things better and smoother and faster and, you know, more professional. But they have this one company that they always work for, and that's just the one company that always gets the jobs, and that's just how it is. And, you know, it's the cousin of the cousin kind of thing, you know. What is that advice for that person to break through that door, you know?
Yeah. Well, I still see myself in the same kind of limbo. So sometimes you have the opportunity to break through because you find another person within that decision table who is a minority, some connection that you might be able to build. Maybe get in there through a better package, through more exposure. But definitely what will help is noise. You need the noise and the support from the community. So if the chief stew knows where you're coming from and she likes your product, ask for her help, ask her to repost it, ask her to push it to the management. If you can win the captain or the chief engineer over, or one of the designers, ask for their help to include you. Just what I think, but it's everyone's decision. Don't sell out. I've declined 2 major opportunities because they would have just swallowed my up whole, and I would have been like Milli Vanilli in the closet singing, and they would be out front getting all the praise and the glory for the hard work and sweat, which is why I keep criticizing the water revolution, because they celebrate the beautiful whiteness and male power, what they do for the ocean. And at the very, very bottom of the website, you see the brown female scientist who the whole water revolution and the whole technology is built on. And I think she should be on top if they really mean what they mean. So yeah, find allies and get as much exposure out there as you can, or free exposure, let's say.
Okay. And I'm assuming that's how you have achieved
a little bit. If you show loyalty and if you show that you have integrity, there was one owner's representative who tried to steal my fine fibers and the whole cleaning system. So he asked for quotes and a little bit of technical data and the concept of it. And he blatantly went with my quotes and my logo to another producer who I knew from the trade shows when you go for fibers and weaving techniques outside of this industry. So they contact me and say, this person is contacting us and this is obviously your quote and we know you from the show. And I thank them for their solidarity because they may have been able to steal it, but they really didn't want to because our industry is so corrupt. That doesn't necessarily mean that others are, which brings me to a point. I had a discussion recently that women want change and some men are starting to act annoyed by it. I always keep saying that, well, now you know how we feel, but this change is coming and it would be great if we could do this together. So if men would stop fighting, they would understand that, bring it back to the McKenzie statistics, that they can only gain from it. Mm-hmm. It means if you have more women at the table where the decisions are made, you have, I think it was 15% higher financial performance. That means money in the bank. If you have also more ethnicities as part of the decision and innovation group, you have 35% increase. So let's make it even just 20%. Who of those companies out there can afford a loss of 20% of your revenue, of your performance? I think no one can. So they're just shooting their own foot by not letting the right people in and stepping up the whole game, really. Because owners are leaving the industry. There's not as many bills as there used to be. There's way more real estate buyers. There's hardly any charters. I mean, for the first time in the industry, they are discussing timeshare yachts. That's new. Because they don't know how to talk to the new generation of owners. And they won't understand. Because they come from their white male perspective. We used to do it like this all the time, but new owners are different. The children of the billionaires are also daughters. There's female millionaires and entrepreneurs. They are different. And all the tech savvies in the US, the millennials and younger, they want more than what they usually have to offer. And it won't help to go to a Baccarat hotel and make a nice caviar spread and a light show. That's not how you're going to catch the new generation of billionaires. You need to get women and different ethnicities on board.
Yeah, I love what you're doing, you know, being raising the awareness of this topic, this really important conversation. And I just see it in the way that these big companies, you know, either they get on board with it or they'll sink. There's just no more room
They will be excluded because it's more women coming. I mean, there's Rose Diamond who runs a shipyard, for crying out loud. There's more women entrepreneurs than there are men. Let's have that represented because it's getting louder out here and their silence is just really making them look more guilty. And I can only emphasize that get on board now, be on the right side of the yachting history and also our whole history, really. Mm. How hard can it be? Some of them have daughters themselves. Yeah. Maybe now they understand it better.
I agree. So, just before we wrap it up, obviously I want to thank you for your time. And is there anything that we didn't cover that you really want to share with the community before we say our goodbyes?
I remember you asked the question, what would I bring if somebody, for example, would hire me as a consultant when it comes to the topic of diversity? I think that hard honesty would be maybe one thing to describe what I bring, but I also bring soft empathy. I understand that some people really are not aware of the bias that they carry, and I would love to help to iron that out and correct it. And that's for one. And for other, it really makes a build and a refit better if you have professional people coming in. The amount of money that we were able to save during new builds and change the operational flow that the chief stewardess who then came on was so thankful for. Something silly like more handrails or more sockets or doors opening in one direction for flow, or not having a dumb waiter but having actual storage space, having the right quantities on board from the beginning to not have reorders and reorders coming shipped in 3-4 badges, if we bring sustainability back into the topic. All of that would make a big difference. And for the case of what can others do, do what you think is right and what your confidence allows you to do. Not everyone can carry as heavy as the other. And if you just want to send a private message, it's always very heartwarming and very humbling to speak with the various crew. If at some point you come out and are able to like someone else's comment, not just mine, but someone who stood up, and then at some point it will develop the way that you will also be able to stand up and call other people out. And I think then we're going in the right direction.
Absolutely. We are. We certainly are. I mean, we're having this topic, you know, we're having this conversation.
You just have to get there faster.
Patience is a virtue, I guess. So there you have it. Powerhouse Margarita Ammon. And if you want your new build to run smoothly, harmoniously, flawless, and definitely obviously save money and be more sustainable, you can find her on imscrystal.com, I believe. Either way, the website is going to be on the bottom. So yeah, go check it out. She's the person to go for sure. Thank you everybody for watching. And I really hope this sparks some curiosity within your own vision of what diversity and equality looks like, where you're standing in the yachting industry, and how can you potentially, from where you are, make a difference today? Because we all have the capacity to do so. We just need to choose and take action. So thank you again, Margarita, for being part of the Uncensored Show.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that's a wrap. See you next time.